question from Chandra Prakash Pahun. Is it possible to remember this statement in Golok Vrindavan? If I reach Golok Vrindavan, the statement is, I want to know the technology used in making both the types of worlds. Can I get the answer of this question, please? I have come to know that Krishna can give everything and anything. Then why can't he give this technology to me? Answer. There are two distinct questions here. First is, can I remember the statement? And second is, can Krishna give me this technology? So, the answer, if we want to see from Krishna's perspective, whether he can do it, certainly he can. There is nothing that Krishna can't do with his omnipotence. So when we go back to the spiritual world, if we want the memory of the, we want to remember the things of the material world, Krishna can surely give us the remembrance. But we also need to remember that this world is like a jail. And when a prisoner goes back from the prison to the home, the prisoner really doesn't need to remember the jail. And for the prisoner to ask, whether if I go back from the jail to the prison, will I be able to remember the way the prison was made? It is not the most productive desire that one can have. Often such a desire may be arising because one is too fascinated by the prison. And that's an indication that the illusory energy is influencing one unduly. This world is characterized by Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, which makes this temporary and miserable material world appear very attractive and enjoyable and almost like ever existing. So this material world is like a jail because we have to suffer here. We have to suffer the limitations caused by our body's limited capacities. We have to suffer the restrictions imposed by old age, disease, and the sufferings ultimately imposed by death. So that's why, as serious spiritual seekers, we shouldn't desire these things. That we need to know the technology by which we can, how the material world was created. Now, as far as the spiritual, both the types of world, if the other world refers to the spiritual world, it was never made. It is always existing. So, in that sense, the question becomes irrelevant. Now, second part of the question is, can Krishna give this technology to me? Yes, surely, you can. If one does adequate punya and bhakti, then one can become Brahmaji. When one becomes Brahma, one gets all the technology that is used in making the world. Not only one gets the technology, one gets all the knowledge also. So, if one is very fascinated by that knowledge and one desires it, then also one can practice devotional service seriously and akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo udaradhiti vrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So describe that if we have all desires or no desires, or if we have the desire for liberation, if we worship Krishna, then we become liberated from material existence by that worship. It is recommended that whatever be our desire, we worship Krishna intensely, because Krishna can fulfill all our desires. Ultimately, by that intense worship, we will become liberated from material existence. But just as Dhruva got his material desire also fulfilled, we can also get our material desire fulfilled. So, by chanting Hare Krishna and practicing devotional service seriously, one will first. One can, if one desires, become gradually elevated to the position of Brahma, where one can know this technology, and after that, one can go back to the spiritual world. And generally, if we have a very strong desire to remember the technology, remember the material world and the technology that created the material world, then that fascination indicates that one doesn't really have a very deep attraction to go back to the spiritual world. So that fascination will keep one in the material, spiritual world. But if one has a strong love for Krishna, a very, very strong love for Krishna, stronger than everything else, including the fascination to know something about the material world, then one can go back to Krishna. And somehow if that desire is particularly strong, then Krishna can fulfill that desire also. Just as Markandeya Rishi desired that, I want to see your illusory energy, how it works and how it puts you in illusion. And then suddenly he found the whole universe being destroyed by mountain-like waves. And he was all alone being tossed and thrown about like just a piece of straw in that vast, vast ocean. So it is said the Lord regretted his desire, but then the Lord gave him that vision and fulfilled the desire. So similarly, if one has a strong desire to see something material, then the Krishna can fulfill that desire also and may give us that knowledge also. But whatever it is, one shouldn't stop the practice of devotional service because one doesn't know something, or because one feels that one doubts whether one will know something or not. Now, if we just practice devotional service, Krishna can fulfill all our desires, and Krishna can even purify our desires so that we realize that there is something better for us than what we are presently desiring. But either way, one should practice devotional service and trust Krishna to do whatever is best for us. Thank you.